Okay. So we said yesterday that when the storm calms down, then a person has to stop and think and deal with what he's dealing with. And as I mentioned yesterday, the time to start working on this is on the little things. Don't wait for big things to happen, Rahman al-Islam. Up the small moments and get habituated into thinking like this. Okay. So we're on Resh Pei Aleph in the second paragraph of Kabbalah Yisrael Ba'av, Mitzvah Tzmidis. That's another aspect we mentioned, that the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, which is one of the six constant mitzvahs, is part of, that's what the sugiyah is. The sugiyah is Avos Hashem. Avi Zatzal Hayimayetz Lanu Eitzamaisis. His father Zatzal used to give him a very practical piece of advice, as fathers are wanting to do. Yaduam Avuba Alocho, Muba Besfari Makadashin, Kibashasha Adam Kere Kriyashma, Shoimer. This is brought down in Svarim, and it's brought down in Halacha. Arizal mentions this already. When you're saying the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yechaven lekabel alav ol malchus shemayim. Obviously, thank you. Obviously, we're being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. That's what Shema is all about. But in the Kabbalah, ol malchus shemayim, liyos muchen laharag al kiddush Hashem hamiyuchad. Have in mind that you're ready to give up your life as Kiddush Hashem. You don't have to do it. You have to imagine that you're prepared to do it. V'zehu b'chol nafshecho, afilu noitel es nafshecho. That's the b'chol nafshecho. Even if you take my life, I'm ready to give up my life for your Hashem. To have that kavana. V'akach omar akosuv, ke'elecha horgonu kol hayoim. We say this, ki alecha horgonu kol yom, because for you we are killed every day. Where you killed every day. I'm not killed every day for Hashem. You can makayim ki alecha horgonu kol yom, that when you say Shema, and you prepare to give up your life for Hashem, when you say Shema, you have that kavana. It's as if you gave up your life, the Arizal says. And the Mishnah Brura brings us down to halacha. When you say Shema, and you've been makabal omalchus shemaim, in the b'chol nafshecho, have in mind that you're ready to give up your life for Hashem. Shaloneida, we're not asking for it again. We don't ask for those nishaynas. But if it will come my way, I'm ready to give up my life. And then you're makayim ki alecha rogna kol hayoyim. Then you can say to Hashem, for you, I died every day. Not to start, no. You never have to believe it to start, otherwise you'll never start. We on a darga of levovois nimshochim ocha pu'ulois. Not the other way around. David HaMelech was in the darga of Pu'ulois Nimshochen al Levavos. He planned to go to the office. He was a king. He had work to do. He planned meetings here and there. And he suddenly found himself in the best midrash. Because his body was drawn after his soul. Masha'en, can we not like that? We don't have that. We function according to the chinuch that Mrs. Shom discusses it as well. That the Levavos and Nimshochim Acha Pu'ulois. What you do is what makes you who you are. So you have to not believe it and do it and say it in order to come to internalize it. Otherwise, you'll never start. You have to start where you are, not where you'd like to be. If this is where I am, the first step out of where I am to get to where I need to go to is do it, even without believing it, saying it, even though it's not true. When you stand up to Daven Shmoneh Esrei and you have to know that you're standing in front of the Shekhinah, so you know you're standing in front of the Shekhinah? Probably not. Not right in the beginning anyway. But now everybody here knows they're standing in front of the Shekhinah. They feel it, the mice, they don't have any problems with that anymore. But when you first started working on this, how did you do it? You would say, I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah. And then you doubled off to the Bahamas. As you said, Baruch Atah, you were God. But slowly, 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 hopefully one day it'll start thinking it. 100%. No, you don't have to believe it. The truth is you do believe it and you do want to be able to give up your life, Skid of Shemesh. You'd ever come your way, you would want to be able to do it. And you think, well, yeah, I don't know, maybe I can, maybe I can't. Test yourself on Lag Boimah. the best time to test yourself. I know nothing else you don't like Lag other than this. I don't get Lag Boim. That's way beyond me, Lag Boim. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it's about. But the one thing you can use Lag Boim is when you're standing next to that big bonfire, ask yourself, if Hashem would come to you and say, please jump into the fire, would you? And then you see what you're holding in terms of your Kriya Shema every morning. Good, good smart. A nice exercise. Fine. Okay.
And there's a time you that big barrel that when I did it.
Okay, that's when they do barrel fires. I don't do barrel fires. We do big tree fires. Okay. Anyway, whatever. That's the vault. The fan move.
I jump into the fire. It's no. The problem is we have a situation where we have no choice. That means the car it's not to do an avera, and because of this, for a second we have to die. But it's not the purpose. It's not to die.
Of course not. But sometimes there is this choice where Goy holds a gun against you. Rahman and Stan
and say, "Do the avera."
There's things called Yarov Al Yavol. So no, but Avada, Hashem wants us to live. Avada, that's the most precious, the most precious value that we have is the value of life that we got from Hashem, of course. But they are the whole afshaka, to be prepared to, that's the goal. And if you're prepared to, it's considered as if you don't. Okay, that's... Well, why would you ever do that? Can somebody throw something at me? Why would you ever do that? He's quoting from the Tzetel Kotten Mea Rebbe Elimelech. I suppose we're allowed to learn things like this when we're in a building like this, eh?
Yeah.
There's some places you'd be careful. Okay. V'yidame v'napshu v'yitzeva machshavo yise kilu eish godol v'noi reboi lefonov ad lev ha-shamayim. You should imagine, and mamash, not just imagine, but v'yitzeir. You should have a clear picture in your thoughts that there's this major fire burning in front of you, ad lev ha-shamayim, to the heart of the heavens, wherever that is. And him, because of Kedushas Hashem, he breaks his natural teva, which is to stay alive. No stronger teva than that. And he throws himself into the fire as Kiddush Hashem. That's what Lag Boim is for. Now, you don't have to do this. But if you use it, Rebbe speaks about this in many places, the power of imagination in Avodas Hashem. If you would do this, so then it's Kialech Rod Gdola Yoy. Kabbalah Samoch Shemayim B'Shlemus Mashmusel Kabbalis Kol Abo Alav Me'es Hashem Ba'Avo. What does a Kabbalah Samoch Shemayim mean? B'Shlemus? It means that I accept whatever Hashem does to me. Ba'Avo. Rudi Machris Oymet. The love that I have for you is not dependent on anything. Whatever you throw at me, I'm a kabul ba'ahava. Which makes sense intellectually. To get this into ourselves and to live with this is very, very hard. Kashem hard. About intellectually, we don't have any problems with this. Because you know that everything comes from Hashem and it's all good. So what am I kvetching about? Huh? Again, the check that happened. It wasn't because you were an idiot and you made a mistake. It was because Hashem needed this to happen with this and this and this. And for that to happen, the bank manager and that, said you should get aggravated. No, so that you should say, an imam in Bemun Shleim, Shaboy's Bok Shmoy, who boy Romani Glacola Bruim, who also the Yates of Yatsi La Kola Masi. That's what he wanted you to do.
Shirk responsibility from being an idiot.
You don't ever shirk responsibility to having an idiot. That's another sugya. We're in the sugya of Betochen, and we started the Sefer said when we're learning Betochen, the sugya of Ishtadlis and responsibility and doing what you're supposed to do, we'll deal with another time. Now I want to focus on Betochen, and the two have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. Everything that happened after you deposited the check by mistake, nothing to do with you anymore. No kashrut you at all. If you have to do tshuva for what you did, do tshuva, then it's over. I'm not even sure there's a thing called tshuva yet. It's made a mistake, Masada, but everything that happened afterwards, and the consequence, and the phone call, and the aggravation, and the wife, it's a kashua lie. I mean, it is kashua lie. It's a kodesh boch giving me a kiss. It's the best thing that could ever happen. And again, you have to find little things to practice this on, because it's harder the big things. Auschwitz is not so easy to process. You know what I'm saying? But the sour milk and the you made a mistake at the bank and you got a whole balagan and this and that. They look like shoot to you, traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No. There was an Aveira that you did. We're not talking about Aveira. You're not talking about where there's a Bechira here. We're not talking about where there's Bechira where you did an Aveira. But somebody made a mistake. He deposited a check that he was unsigned or whatever. He got to sign the check he deposited. We can't call that an Aveira. I mean, at some level, maybe, I don't know, any lawyer, but that's all. If somebody says, Ushmatim, I'm not sure saying, you committed suicide. Somebody jumps on a building, breaks his leg, he's going to forgive Bin Bechishbon for that, for sure. Avada. No, call me Shammai. You know, you walk around the bus and you say, oh, that's the Rotsit. Of course not. It's more complicated than this, but we're just trying to start working practically. When you're working practically, you don't make it more complicated. When you find a Pesach to start working on this, we can build some muscle. And therefore, I'm a Kabul Ba'ava because I know this is the best thing for me. Ulam lefamin kashe adam mitzea la'atzmo eish gedoyla ad leiva shamayim hu kofetz lesoichoy. Even if a person will stand and he'll be able to imagine it and visualize it, and he sees this big fire, he sees himself jumping into the fire, but simcha rabba, it's still not proper avos Hashem. Why not? Because the inyan adayin mea teorati, dover shadam einu musuga la'akel otodai, because it's still very theoretical. I can stand here and I imagine it. That I could jump into this big fire. Yeah, there's a big fire burning there. And the guy says, kiss the cross, or we're going to throw you in the fire, and I jump into the fire. I can picture that. I can fantasize about a lot of things that are never going to happen. We do that all day. We master craftsmen at fantasy. So I can fantasize, I can do that, but it's not enough for Avos Hashem. Because right now it's all theoretical. It's not real. Put a real fire here, which I told you, I'm like, boy, man, the jump, let's see. You know you can't. So there's a gap here between the theory and the answer. That's the problem.
Mental reps, words, but the mice of many years.
Yes. The goal is to be able to call Yomov. That was Rabbi Akiva. Call Yomov. Call Rabbi Akiva was mamash working on himself. Call Yomov to be able to do it. When he started off, I don't think he could have done it. Of course, it's amazing. I've heard it. That's what he's saying. So you have to accept the real work on this, but again, you're not going to work on this by jumping into fires. You're going to work on this by not having a tantrum because the milk's out. You're going to hear yourself saying, oof, a lot less. And you're going to hear yourself saying, oh, I caught myself there. Good. I was about to say, oof, and I suddenly realized, 1 second, what's going on here? You're going to be able to stop more and more often and say, oh, Hashem, I see you, yeah?
I didn't say that.
That's already another step. We're just trying to get real with, I recognize that this is from Hashem, and if it's from Hashem, it's for the good, and therefore it's a kima of Avos Hashem. You ready to say thank you for it now? Okay. Maybe in the moment not, but maybe 2 days later, you might be able to say thank you, Hashem. Again, it's practice, it's training. But we should be scared to train because, yeah, but that doesn't look real. It's false. It's not because you're never going to get real. That's the Yitzhak Hari telling you. Hashem said, I ask nothing from you except to open a printer. Start training, that's all. But that doesn't mean I'll be able to run the marathon. I want you to run a marathon. I want you to start training. How do you start training? You put your right foot in front of your left foot. Every marathon started with putting your one foot in front of your next. No? That's all Hashem ever asked you to do. So start practicing.
Avinatzalim, Mechavan, Bekriya Shmali, Yisurim, Sheovro, Lava, Mishpochte, Beshoah.
His father, during Kriya Shema, used to have in Kavona. We don't know what that means. We'll see what it means. The Yisurim that he went through and his family went through during the Holocaust. Shamal Yom Yachid Es Hashem, V'ayim Chaven Ki Kulam Havarak Ni Hashem Echad. L'Tavosoi U'L'Goydel Avosoi So. He took the Holocaust that he went through. He was there, he lived through the Holocaust. And he had Kavona when he was saying Kriya Shema, that everything that he went through in the Holocaust was from Hashem, and that was for his good. And it was because Hashem loved him. Okay? That's after the moment. Now he's living in America. When you're in the Holocaust, we're in Auschwitz and Maud Kashmir to do this. Maybe he was able to do that. The Zayda we saw, the grandfather got beaten to death by the Nazis and they were smiling. It was real turned to his father. They said, why is Saba smiling? Because he was Rabbi Akiva. His whole life he was waiting for them. He was preparing for this. When it happened, he should be smiling. That's what his father told him. He was 6 years old. He saw him beating his grandfather to death, and his grandfather was smiling. He didn't say from his daughter earlier. We're not talking about that. We're talking about 20 years later or 30 years later. He's sitting in America and he's saying Kriya Shema, and what's he doing? He's going back to those events and he's saying, thank you, Hashem. And that was the Av, and that was from Hashem, and they're working through that system. And that's a derech for us to conduct ourselves in our Yisurim. No one's going to suddenly wake up and say, oh, I read this book now, I love Hashem. Ulam kashe oime shma yisrael Hashem elokeinu v'ahavta, a lovely story, it's called Oysen Yisurim. When you're saying shma, think about the Yisurim you've been through. They were all for our good. And intellectually, you know that it couldn't be anything else. Can't be anything else. Besides everything else, but you're going to use this as a vehicle to increase your love of Hashem. And the love will slowly, slowly become more and more unconditional. Adkan, Kabbalis Yisurim Ba'ava. Adkan, the safer we can finish here. There's a big problem, though. And that is, there's another chapter in this book, which is only there, Bidi Yevet. Because this subject that we're going to learn now is so badly misunderstood and so badly taught by those who don't understand the sugya that he felt compelled to write something about it to shlug up all the kfir and apikosis that comes out of the sugya. It's a dangerous sugya. If you get this sugya wrong, you can easily become an apikoris. Easily. Very easy. You want to become apikoris, get this sugya wrong, the more cult. I was first exposed to the sugya by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, and we fought with him for weeks on the sugya because it's mamish, it's bordering on kfir. So what can I do? It's an Arizal, and it's a Ramchal, and it's a Neitz Chaim. It's a difficult sugya, and unfortunately, people have taken the sugya, misunderstood it, and published books about it. But a mamish not right. So I have a feeling that he felt compelled to write about the sugya. Also, Ma'od Matim to the safety we're learning. You'll see it ties together all the loose ends that we've dealt with. But I'm warning you, don't get this wrong. We'll try and learn it properly the way he brings it across. And obviously, we're not plummeting to the depths of the sugya because this sugya is way beyond anything that we've ever had to grapple with before. Way beyond. If you think Bechira and Yedir is a hard sugya, or Din Vecheshbon is an impossible sugya to wrap around your brain, or how the finite can contain the infinite. If you have problems philosophically with that, don't go down. Because this is way more difficult than any of those sugyas. Okay? So if you want to leave now, I will not be a fool. Okay. Bon atchil. In the old days, I never used to even record this, but today there's so much nonsense going on up there, so a little bit more is not going to make any difference. Perek Vav, and with this in the we'll finish the sefer and then we'll see. Ein sofik. Oh, let's at least call the sugya what it is. Hanhogas samishpat vahanhogas ayichud. There's a thing called Hanogas HaMishpat, and there's a thing called Hanogas HaYichud. And we know nothing about those two things. We don't know what they are. Hopefully, by the time we'll finish, we'll have some sense of what we can understand and what we can't understand. Ein Sof. Kibakol Dvareinu Ad Ko Adayin Lo Yetzani Yedech Vaseinu Eidus Ma Shemit Elamik Ulegloiz Midibre Chazal. Nobody would argue that up to now we have definitely not fulfilled their obligation of understanding what there is to understand. The sugya mukha shel kabbalis yisurim ba'av. We have not plummeted the depths and understood everything there is to understand that Chazal handed to us of the sugya of kabbalis yisurim ba'av. Ulam yachad im zois choyv aleinu lilmod es advorim l'shanem la'amik es ha'iyun be'em. Together with that, we have a chiyuv to learn the sugya, to chazer it, and to go deeper and deeper with the iyun of the sugya. Mi shebado ikfis em meshich eni yodei litmoded im yisurim mitei chashkofis atoyrim etzava kasha ad ma'oit. Someone living in the last few days before Mashiach comes, who doesn't know how to deal with yisurim according to hashkofis atoyra, is in a very, very difficult situation. Lo aleinu. With correct Kashkofa Satorah, it's difficult enough. Without correct Torah Shkofa, in the Sugya of Kabbalah, Yisuri Ba'ava, not going to be pleasant. Advorim shenichtav la'al and b'satad eshma'in, advorim ha'shovim l'kol nefesh. What's being written now, what we're going to be learning from now on, are not things that are appropriate and equal to everybody. It's the first warning you get. Yeah? They are not dvarim hashovim l'kol nefesh. And as we've seen, many people stumbled very badly. Moshe l'mad of a doyman. The mishkachei ke'evim kasher rishon einim oyel uchroch mekachet mishkach ke'evim charif yoter. When the first cream that they give you for the rheumatism doesn't work, then they're going to give you something a little bit more charif, a little bit more strong. When the first tablet for the headache doesn't work, you have to take something stronger until you need to take morphine. This was 30 years ago. Today, can we deny this? There's so much yisurim, so much difficulty. Where the birth pangs, the contractions of the birth pangs, of the birth of a new Klal Yisrael, are increasing and becoming extreme. Therefore, you need to dig a little bit deeper into the reservoir of Torah wisdom to find ways to deal with this. Lo dai lanu trufot kalot shayu maspikas ba'avar. Aleinu shtamesh b'trufot yoisa chazakos. The creams we've used up to now may not be strong enough to deal with what the problems we have. And we may need to dig a little bit deep into our resources to find our refuah. Now again, we have Maseiras HaTorah and we don't change Maseiras HaTorah. And what we got from our Rebbeim, we got from our Rebbeim, and we work with those and we move with that. And therefore, if you don't want to dig any deeper, you're welcome to say, yesh li maspik, I have what I have. I have the Maseiras HaTorah. The Ketzos is enough for me. I don't need to be more clever than Reb Chaim. Ani mamshich in the derech that I walked. However, if you want to scratch the surface a bit and look in kosher Torah sources to try and understand the sugya a bit deeper, then we may need to do that. Mahalach amok yaisa ba'avon asinyan harisim b'dayri malamad etanu achosid Reb Moshe Chaim Lutzoto. The Sifrei Das Tfunas. No one can deny that that's a valid Torah source. However controversial the Ramchal might have been in his day, there's nobody I know today that doesn't have a Ramchal on his table somewhere. Das Tfunas has learned less than Mesidus Yesharim and Derech Hashem, but it's very much rooted in Teiras HaEmes, and I don't know anybody that said you should take it off the shelf and not learn it. In fact, the late Mashgiach of Ponovich of Chaim Friedlander, that's all, wrote many pirushim and did a lot of work on the Das Tfunis. So we have what to learn here. Gilalanu Rabbeinu Zalis Hashem Nigla Lehem Misayid Hashem Lereyos. There the Ramchal says, based on what Chazal, that Hashem reveals to you, the ones that fear in secrets of the Torah, what we learn from them is Kematras Priyas Ha'adam Bo'elam Isha Adam Lo Nivra El Nisa'aleg El Hashem L'Ranis Meziv Shkinotah. That the Ramchal says already in the Silish Yishorim, where it's more popular, but it's said here as well. That a person was created for pleasure and nothing else. And the greatest pleasure is Lisana Gilashem, Lanus Mizim Shinosa, Vazeo, Tainu Gamiti, Vaidan Agoro, Mikola, Dinim Shechim Lamus. Because that is the ultimate pleasure. You created for pleasure. You want third class pleasure, there's plenty of it, help yourself. But the Ramchal's telling us you were created for pleasure and you have ability to get the greatest pleasure, which is Anois and Hashem, designing and Hashem, that's the ultimate pleasure. You want to stop short and enjoy chocolate bars for the rest of your life? Become a lack of pleasure, but come on, you're going to waste your life. The Zuba etzim tachlis kolavria kuloi. Lahibes Adam Matsa Shibu Yoichel Isanig and Hashem Lanus Nishkinosu. That is the purpose of the entire Bria. Why did Hashem create the world? We're going to use the word why. You can't answer that ultimately. Why Hashem created the world is because He created the world. But post having created the world, Chazal were Magala to us, this aspect of why Hashem created the world is to bring me to a matzah that I can be that's what it's all about. Everything. This goodness, this enjoyment won't be 100% sholem if you don't earn it, if you get it for free. It becomes bread of shame. You have to own the good and you have to create the good. It has to be yours. Not somebody gave it to you as a gift. That's why Hashem created this world and He put us in this world. And yeah, you have to serve Hashem. And then you translate what you're doing here into what you've earned there. The currency you earn here, they translate into that world currency, but it's what you do here is there. And you're getting it between the law of the kingdom. That's the purpose of the Bria. Clear? Hashem wants to give us good, ultimate good. What's ultimate good? Hashem Himself. How do you earn that? Who I have to earn it? Just give it to me. No, because if I give it to you, it's not Sholem. To be Sholem, it has to be your creation, your avoiding. You have to own it. It's got to be yours. Hundred percent. And unfortunately, if not, because it doesn't exist in many places, because we're all just big takers and we've lost the bush of taking. If we've lost the bush of taking, we'll never have a chorus of toiv. And if you don't have a chorus of toiv, you can't go to Olam Haba. Sorry to let you know that. If you've lost a chorus of toiv, then you cannot be in Olam Haba, and I'll tell you why. Because Olam Haba is only Toiv, there's no Machidish, Rav Dessler says. I didn't see Rav Dessler, I heard this B'Shem Rav Dessler from Rav Miller. You will not be able to be in Olam Haba if you don't have a chorus of Toiv, and I'll tell you why. Because the only thing there is in Olam Haba is Toiv, and you can't Makir Toiv. So when you go to Olam Haba, what are you going to do? You can't be Makir Toiv, and there's nothing else there. So what are you going to do there? You can't go there. There's no room for you there. So if you lose Busha from taking, then you'll never have a chorus of Toiv, because a chorus of Toiv is the cure for the embarrassment of taking. We all know that when you get something for free, it goreems a debt. You know, you owe me one. I owe you. Where does all that come from? Because you know, when somebody does something for you, it leaves an icky feeling. It's supposed to leave an icky feeling. Because we're put in this world with the Tzelem Elokim to give. Taking is the antithesis of my Tzelem Elokim. So it creates a conflict in me. The cure for that conflict is a Koros HaToyv. I'm just giving you the Rosh HaProkim. The big sugyan has to be learned properly. We're going to make a shiva like that. I'm just giving you the skeletal form of this. So if a person doesn't have any more embarrassment from taking, that means he's disconnected from his Tzelem Elokim. He can't have a Koros HaToyv. You don't have a Koros HaToyv, you're in a lot of trouble. Besides the fact that life's going to be miserable. You have a very miserable life, as we see. What's the percentage of the population today in right-based societies taking into the present? A very high percentage. You know why? Because they become takers. And when you're a taker, you don't feel icky anymore, so you don't have a Koros HaToyv. So you still feel icky, but you don't have a Koros HaToyv to get rid of the icky, so you take pills instead. You have to feel a Koros HaToyv even though there's nothing you can do. Saying thank you and giving a present and paying is not a bad place to start working on a Koros HaToyv, but it's not a Koros HaToyv. A Koros HaToyv starts where the actions finish. Yeah. Let's say that I did a favor for you and there was no way you could ever pay me back. Nothing. You couldn't even say thank you. What would you do now about a Koros HaToyv? You would have to have a Koros HaToyv even though there's nothing you could do but foil. I don't know what it is. You're using the word feeling. I don't know what feelings are. Hakarat HaTov. I have to recognize the good and recognize the debt that creates. Et poshibud. That's the beginning of a Koros HaToyv, but it's nothing to do with actions. As again, teaching your child to say thank you may be the beginning of a good training in the Koros HaToyv. It's nothing to do with the Koros HaToyv. Koros HaToyv is cool inside. It starts with the moyas, not with feelings. Starts with machshob, starts with the legs. Okay, to be continued.